are here in this really busy, busy town called Washington, D.C. at the 2018 CUNA GAC with Mr. Brian Branch from the World Crating Council. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Mike. It's great to see you.
Welcome, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I always get kind of a global perspective on our industry and your world travels. It's always fun to kind of listen to your stories of bouncing around the globe and helping out credit unions.
Thanks.
Incredible place, the stories you have. I keep telling you to write a book, and I'm waiting for it. I'll be the first one in line for the signed copy. So what are some of your conference expectations to kind of dive in right here?
You know, we have our World Credit Union Conference this year in Singapore.
Yeah.
July 15 to 18. And a lot of folks say, well, you know, that's a long ways to go. Well, it is, but you know, it's not that much further from certainly the West Coast than Europe would be.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that is fascinating for us is what's happening with the financial technology, the fintechs in Singapore. And Singapore is a real hub.
It is.
For that fintech innovation for Asia. And so, you know, what we're going to do a little differently this year is we're going to do a really deep dive into the fintechs, and we're going to bring them into the conference.
Cool.
And really connect with them and give us a little insight into where we're going in the future. And we're bringing a lot of Asia to the conference as well. You know, typically, it's been a long ways to travel for our Asian colleagues, and we're going to be in the region, and so we reached out to them, and we expect to get a good, strong participation from Asia.
How prevalent is the credit union movement in Asia? Is it pretty big? Because, I mean, I'm a little ignorant in that area, but you are obviously well-versed. How prevalent is it over in that part of the world?
So, you know, it is a very large credit union system in Korea, very large in Thailand, large in Philippines, and then you find it in most every other country in the region. And they're really serving people at the bottom of the pyramid. They're serving working people. And a lot of people get left out of the financial system. We think of Asia as advanced in terms of financial technology. But it's also a region where you have still a lot of people with limited income and very moderate assets. And credit unions are still working very true to their philosophy to serve that marketplace. Now, when we finish our conference in Singapore, we're going to take a number of folks to Thailand, and we're going to spend about a week there, and we're going to deep dive into the Asian credit union system.
Wow.
We'll spend some time with the Asian Credit Union Confederation, and they'll provide us with some insights into the credit union system across Asia. And there are two credit union associations in Thailand. We'll spend some time with one and get their perspective, and we'll spend some time with another one. They, you know, interesting, same credit union cooperative DNA. Same philosophical approach, different approach to the communities they serve. They get along very well, different legislative frameworks for each credit union system, but very collaborative. And then, you know, one of the things we do on all of these trips that I enjoy very much is we do an open forum where we organize circles, and there's no lecture. We have a discussion facilitator. And we're going to bring in the leadership from credit union systems around Asia, and we're going to have a very futuristic discussion. What are the issues? What are the challenges? What's the future look like? Well, what do you think? And what do you think we ought to do?
Right.
And it provides just a great dialogue on strategies for the future.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's a great way to combine our U.S. folks and the Australians and the folks from Thailand and Nepal and Philippines.
Yeah, because they're all right there. They're all right there in the same area.
Yeah, we're right there in the neighborhood.
Indeed. So, having said that, what are some of the other 2018 activities or plans that you guys have scheduled for this year?
You know, we have a number of things that we're still working on that we've talked about in the past, so I won't repeat all of that, but we're doing a lot of work with introducing mortgages in Haiti. And people said, well, mortgages, you know, what's the big deal? Mortgages have been around forever.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't been in Haiti. And after the earthquake, we did a lot of work to rebuild the credit unions. And a lot of people were just afraid to go back into their homes. And for a long time after the earthquake, people were living in tents in the backyard or in public spaces.
Yeah.
And so it took a long time for people to repair their homes. And, you know, we looked at that and talked with the credit unions, and USAID had conversations with us. And we said, well, if you're a rich, affluent person, from a small number of big banks, you can get a mortgage. But for the normal, you know, person on the street, working people, lower income people, there were no possibility.
Right.
So we started introducing mortgage products among credit unions in Haiti. And it was a bit of a novel idea. And the first year, for 6 months, we had 35 mortgages. And people said, 35, you know, give me a break. And last year, we had almost 400 mortgages. And so, you know, it's not new, it's not tech, you know.
It's a big jump.
Exciting. But it's something that's making a big difference for these people. And so in the last two hurricanes that went through Haiti, credit unions members had a safe and affordable place where they could be in their homes.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So we consider it a big success, and we're expecting thousands of mortgages.
I bet, yeah. Because what's that percentage jump? I mean, that's a huge percentage jump from 45 to 400. I mean, gosh. Or 35 from 400.
Yeah. So something simple like that makes a big difference for these folks.
Yeah, no doubt. And credit unions are right there in the mix and
absolutely.
Helping out.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Let's switch gears a little bit here. Young Credit Union Professional Scholarships. What's going on there?
You know, we've had the YCAP program for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way to get young people to the World Credit Union Conference, have them connect with young people from other countries. And, you know, this is a program that's been around for a while. So now we have people that were in the YCAP program many years ago, and they're in senior management positions or in CEO positions.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
as this program has evolved, we've looked at it and we've asked folks, well, you know, where do you think we ought to go with this? And resoundingly, what we hear is they really want to see this as more than a social network. They want to see this as a professional development program. So we brought in speakers in the past that have done professional coaching. We built an advisory group of people that have been through the YCAP program
mm-hmm.
to help guide us in terms of what should this program look like. And you know, this year we said, let's integrate it more into the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And so rather than, you know, having their own session off to the side, let's integrate it more into the programming itself, get them more involved in the sessions, both presenting but also networking with their older peers, or
mm-hmm.
I guess we're not, you know, they're more experienced peers.
Right.
And so we get a lot of enthusiasm, and again, we're hoping to really connect them with their Asian counterparts, and it brings a lot of energy.
And this is a global effort as well, not just domestic.
Absolutely.
This is a global effort.
Because
I've met some of these folks, and they are mm-hmm. they have a lot of energy. Oh my gosh, they are motivated.
And, you know, we scratched at what the age demographics were in most countries several years ago. And we were a bit concerned that when we looked at the median age in the population versus the median age in the credit union system, very often the credit union members were 15 years older than the median age in the population. And so for us, the YCAP program really was a gold mine to go back to and say, well, what do we need to do to help our credit union
mm-hmm.
systems
mm-hmm.
Appeal more to the younger demographic, people between 18 and 30, 35 years of age.
Right.
And they've been a tremendous source of wisdom and insight in
mm-hmm.
terms of some of the adjustments that make common sense
mm-hmm.
That credit unions can do to increase their young adult
mm-hmm.
membership. And that's been very helpful.
Very cool. Such a great program. Again, firsthand, I've met these,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to say kids, but they're right there, and they're just on the cusp
absolutely.
Of a great career. So you guys are doing some good work there. I want to switch gears again here to some global issue. Obviously, it's no secret in your position, you travel a lot around the globe. But what is there a theme, or are there issues or trends that you see that kind of stand out that credit unions are helping people with? Like the Haiti example with mortgages is a great example. Do you see anything? Is there anything else out there that we need to be aware of?
You know, we keep track of the challenges that are facing societies around the world constantly, and because those are the challenges that you see communities going to the credit unions and asking their credit unions to help them address.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, we've dealt with HIV/AIDS, we've dealt with pandemics, we've dealt with transition from controlled economies to democratic market economies.
Mm-hmm.
We've dealt with giving people democratic opportunities. And if we look at the challenges that we see around the world today, in many places it's unemployment, and so communities are seeing their young people leave because there's very few job opportunities, or young people want to start a small business.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of credit union communities now asking us to help them transition from typically what they've done in the past to consumer lending, housing lending, and how would they start financing small businesses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of credit unions in other countries have done microfinance, micro-enterprise financing for years. But when we're talking about small business and you're talking about providing employment jobs for 10, 15, 20 people, it's a lot more risky and it's mm-hmm. more complicated. And so in Central America, we have a lot of credit unions asking us, well, how do we do this? We have some credit unions in Eastern Europe that are asking for help mm-hmm. in how to do mm-hmm. this. And what we found is that just providing training on the finance and how to do the lending is helpful, but it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that if we really want to get an impact, what many of the credit unions have found useful is to do business training for their potential clients mm-hmm. or members.
Yeah, yeah.
And so a number of credit unions have set up training programs on how do you manage your cash flow, how do you manage credit,
mm-hmm.
and how do you provide financial statements and projections that you can share with the credit union as the lender. And those that graduate from that type of program both are better qualified, have a higher probability of repaying the loan well,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and also the credit union has more in-depth insight into the financial status of their business.
Yeah.
And so in many countries where the average success rate of a small business is 7%, you would never want to make 7%. And so that's not the kind of loan you want to make.
Yeah, yeah.
So how can you increase that percentage to something that you have more comfort
mm-hmm,
with,
mm-hmm.
Especially in these days of increased regulation? And so a lot of it is about developing that relationship with the business owner
mm-hmm.
and empowering them
mm-hmm.
and having more information. The other thing that we've done is partnered with local governments so that at the credit union they provide a portal so these businesses can see what are they required to do in terms of registration,
mm-hmm.
what's the tax law require, what's the labor code require,
mm-hmm.
and then are there ways that they can get access to contracting for government contracts as well. So
wow.
But it makes a big difference.
Indeed. Oh my gosh. No doubt. Anything else to wrap up, Brian? I mean, I love the global perspective because, you know, my first time at the conference a couple of years ago in Belfast, I mean, it just really opened my eyes to like, oh, wow, this is a really big, big movement rather than just here domestically, you know? So it affects us all worldwide. And everyone that I've talked to, even on the global level, has such a passion
Absolutely.
For helping. So it's really infectious in a good way. So it's really cool to see.
Well, it's great work, and we enjoy it tremendously. And, you know, there just aren't enough of us to go around. And we took a hard look at this last year, and frankly, the challenges are so many, and the requests for assistance are so many that, you know, we said we really need to multiply our forces. And one of the things that we do more of these days are what we call the engagement field programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we are able to do the work that we can do because of the financial support that credit unions give us to do that.
Yeah.
But we also know that credit unions are good people, and
yeah.
they want to go out and they want to participate in the field programs. They want to contribute and provide service and help. And we want to give them that opportunity to participate and that ownership
mm-hmm.
And again, multiply forces. So, taking a group out to Kenya in a couple of weeks.
Really? Oh my gosh.
And, you know, we work with credit unions in Kenya to take financial services to small farmers. So we're going to go spend some time with the credit unions and see how they do
wow.
that. They've had such a digital mobile revolution in Kenya. We'll take a look at how they're using that technology.
Okay.
We do a lot of work with the police credit union in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they found years ago that they could deliver their members' salary through their mobile phones. And that meant that the policemen who were at some remote post out in the bush
mm-hmm.
didn't have their salary passing through multiple hands
mm-hmm.
before it got to them.
Yeah.
And then they received something less than what
yeah.
they expected.
Yeah.
So that was a great model that military credit unions were able to replicate in other
mm-hmm.
countries.
Mm-hmm.
And many years ago, as you may remember, credit unions in Kenya got together and the credit unions in the United States contributed and built an orphanage in eastern Kenya, which still operates today, and they still remember the credit unions built this morgue,
mm-hmm.
this orphanage. And so we'll spend about 3 days at the orphanage doing service work. We told everyone to bring their work shoes and their jeans and their t-shirts,
yeah.
and it's enjoyable.
Right on.
But, you know, we'll take another group to Brazil and take a look at that credit union system and how they address the problem of how to provide sustainable services through lots of small credit unions mm-hmm. that are under the same kinds of pressures that we see here in yeah. the U.S. And they found a great, efficient, strongly branded response that makes those credit unions the fastest growing credit union system in Latin America. We're going to take a group to Thailand, I mentioned, mm-hmm. do a deep dive into yep. the Asian credit union system. Our Polish colleagues are always, you know, dealing with their environment and protecting what to them is yeah. their economic freedom. Mm-hmm. And so we'll spend some time in Poland working with the credit unions in Poland with their advocacy program. You know, and the list of requests for help just goes on. And
yeah.
And the credit union system here in the U.S. is this wonderful multiplier. Element that helps us get out there yeah. and respond to these requests.
That's amazing. I would love to visit with you after each of these trips, like the Kenya trip and Brazil, just to see what happened and what transpired, and maybe you can share a few pictures we can use as cutaways and stuff like that. It would be fun to do.
Well, that'd be great. You know, these days we could share that with
you
right
when we're
there. We could
do it. Exactly. Oh my gosh, that's right. Yeah. Let's do that.
Absolutely.
That'd be fun. Okay. On the spot.
Great. All right.
All right. Brian, thank you so much.
Thanks,
always a
Mike.
Pleasure talking to
always
you. And
a great pleasure.
The work you do is amazing.
We enjoy it.
It's an understatement
you know,
of the century.
It's that credit union bug. You
yeah.
know? It's just very empowering
yeah.
for those that we work with and really gives us a great deal of satisfaction.
Indeed. Well, keep up the good work and let's do the
That'll
where
fun.
In the world is Brian Branch and the little
Thank
credit union report. So very cool.
Thank you.